It is 1 o'clock and we'll call the meeting to order. Has anyone got any additions or deletions on the agenda?
I do, please. We have a 2 o'clock delegation, the Seven Sister Falls Community Center, Representative Kim Saxler, regarding bylaw number 69419, tax exemption bylaw. Number 14, Ashley Rockenstein, recreation. Communications number 15, Lakeside Enterprises, request to hook onto municipal water. Unfinished business number 2, we have the letter that's going back to the people interested in connecting.
Which one, what is that, number 10 then?
2, unfinished business 2.
Okay, yep, I bet.
Unfinished business 3, MLA Wasco, childcare funding response. I'm so sorry, that wasn't added. And new business, unfinished business 5, we have just received an addition from the Seven Sisters Falls Community Club regarding their audit. So I'll share that back then. And under number new business 2, a delegation form change request.
Under new business?
Yes, please, new business 2. And I believe I got everything everybody asked for.
All right, can we have a mover for that, please? Seconder?
Stair.
All in favor?
Aye.
Everyone read the minutes? Are we good with that? Can we have a mover for that, please?
McDougall.
Seconder?
Honky.
All in favor?
Aye.
Yeah, I'm just going to pass them to you and sign them, please.
Okay, we will go to payment of accounts. Can we have a mover for the first one, please?
McDougall.
Seconder?
Honky.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Seconder for the 2 paychecks.
No.
The dollar. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carry.
Financial statements. Can we have a mover for the financial statements, please?
Okay.
Seconder?
Good.
All in favor?
Aye.
Public Works update. You've all got it in your package.
Yep.
Hey?
I got nothing to add.
I don't have, I put the update on there. We generally have it for today. We just haven't had a chance to get that out to you.
Okay.
So are you doing it anything verbally at all from Public Works?
Well, we'll get there in a minute.
Okay, so this has not been to be provided.
Reports of committees, Two Rivers Seniors Resource, that's all in your package, and the White Mill Reynolds Planning District. Verbal reports of committees. Start with Councilor McDougall.
Start planning meeting, we have the budget, and get approval of that, and we discuss the hearing that we've got in Reynolds on Thursday.
Okay.
That covers just the zoning change up in Reynolds to make something conforming that people seem to be in favor of. And you know, Gail, we're about to like long budget talk.
Yeah, we presented our budget, we're in that.
I have nothing on this.
Pardon?
Nothing.
Nothing? Gail?
No, I was at the seniors and they're asking us, they're gonna buy a direction sign and they want us to put it on the
That's the museum you're talking about.
The museum, yeah, and they wanna put it on they're gonna ask us if we could put it up for them on the entrance to the community club. And
So they're gonna just send an email or something to that effect?
Yeah, they're gonna purchase it and then they're gonna ask us or whatever that Walter can get back to them what they should do, I guess, in the next meeting or
to put it, they wanna ask us what?
It's a highway sign, right? And it's they wanna put it up at the entrance at Henderson and whatever street that is. I guess on the stop sign or something. Just saying that that's the driveway to the museum club. You know, there's no marker there. So it's just something they're asking us to put up. I would think it'd go on the back of the stop sign. I don't know.
Is it gonna be a highways thing more so or as much so as us?
That's why I was asking for it to come in writing so I can decipher where the
yeah, it's one of those that you see when you come into town.
If it's a highways thing, we have to get permission.
No, it's on our street. The highways is putting theirs up. And this is our street in town.
Okay.
So they're gonna purchase it from highways and they're just asking if
We'll put the sign up.
Put the sign up, that's it. And they're preparing for their two events they have this summer.
Three of them.
Three or whatever they are. Well, they were just talking about two of them, but anyways. And
so a 45th anniversary for them or something big?
I don't know.
Yeah, they didn't say anything at that meeting. We were just talking about the July and then the fall one. And then, Pack?
Mr. Honky?
Pack, I like it.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, they just said their fundraiser went really well. That citrus fundraiser did. It was really well. They're going to expand it to more people in the public next year and work on that. Have it more that anybody can go buy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it?
Yeah.
Thank you.
No? Well, we had Public Works in that yesterday, but there's really nothing outstanding.
And I didn't really have, well, I had the one on the old lobby one. We got all the information on that, and then a lot of budget meetings in the last week. The budget will be presented in a while. We will go. Communications for a bit. Communications number one, Manitoba Municipal Administrator's President offering to discuss alleged theft from a member.
In the RM of North Cypress, Langford, there was a problem with an administration member, and because it's a member of the Manitoba Municipal Administrators Association, which is a part of our profession, the president's telling every council, if there's anything you want to know about this, or if you'd like a presentation on how we feel or what's going forward, they just wanted to make sure every member of council knew that they are concerned about it and are happy to come out if you'd like to see them for anything.
Okay. Number two, Adeline Schultz, Rhea Whitemore Museum Financials, approved. Number three, tax service. Tax sale date and auctioneer. What's the date of that again?
October 15th. So would you like me to read it or just?
No, are we, anything there we need to know or anything?
Just this is, that we're adding in the auctioneer. Generally, when we use tax service, they do it themselves. We had a person from your municipality that felt they could offer this service. I asked tax services. They said it is a council decision, but I wanted to bring it to council and recommend that we continue with capital auctions. They do over 90% of them in Manitoba. To lose somebody's livelihood at a tax auction, I believe we should. I believe I am very comfortable with capital auctions.
Okay.
I'll move it.
Do we have to move it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Number four, Manitoba Water Services Board request for 5-year capital plan.
So on that, I have put the lagoon as number one, the Elma Water as number two, and I'm just bringing it here to see if this is what you want. So number one, the lagoon, number two, the actual water extension to Elma, and then sewer extension to Elma. Those are the three that I put in. We can put five wishes. We've been asking for the lagoon for many years. Now in this information, as you see, we received from the province, not only did it come as spam, but it also says that they no longer keep them from year to year. Every year is a brand new application.
Okay, so we have three up to this point.
If that's okay, those are the three that I could think of, and absolutely, if you have something to add or decline, that's why I put it in your package to think about.
This is a 5-year plan?
This is for the next, yeah.
What about lagoon for our Seven Sisters?
You can put on whatever you would see fit.
But are we going to talk to Reynolds about?
I'm talking to Reynolds. I meet with the administration next month. There's no rush for this. It doesn't have to go through this council meeting.
Would this affect anything? Would it change?
It will
would
affect
you change
the water extension.
Certainly, because then we would be putting in water, a joint project with Reynolds. And any joint municipal projects that we go together, generally they are more receptive to the province.
So do you think we should wait till that meeting? Before we do anything?
I'll be meeting with her next week, but that's only the administrators to come back to you. Like, we will have no say. It's just discussing what you told us.
This particular item is a list of five projects that we want to get back to them. How we do the projects is another story.
That's what I'm
but
asking.
But it would be an itemized project.
Yeah.
Do
you
want to
table it for more thought?
We need two more.
You don't need any. You can put up to five.
Up to five.
I'm good with this list. I mean, that covers a huge load of what we're working on, right?
So for right now, we're doing one, two, and three. Like I say, next year, none of this comes into play anyways, they say
no. Okay.
Mover?
McDougall?
Seconder?
Spear?
All favor?
Aye.
Mm-hmm. Public Works, truck purchase for fire department. We have a mover there, please.
Okay.
Seconder.
Stood.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Number six, operating engineers, local 987. New business representative is Trevor Urey?
Yes, we have a new one there, and we'll be starting that shortly, and our negotiating committee is, as per our committee setup, is the Public Works Committee, so as things are coming, we'll be sure that everybody's totally aware.
Have you met him?
That is the gentleman that was at our last negotiations that had come in as the supervisor of the previous representative for our employees.
Okay.
He was good.
Number seven, Association of Manitoba Municipalities Spring Convention meeting date.
So this is where council has said that they would be changing, and so I did it, if it's council still saw fit, that you're changing from the 9th to the 11th?
Yes.
That's when the actual convention is, and that we're going to authorize that everybody's able to go. So that's the first one.
Okay, can we have a mover?
Yeah.
Seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
And number eight, Delmar.
So now this is the rescheduling of the meeting now?
Yeah. For September 17th.
Pardon me?
Okay. I'm at number eight. Oh, you reschedule? I'm ahead of you already.
We need the resolution if you're changing your meeting date to accommodate the convention.
Okay. Can we have
Sure.
a seconder, please? All in favor?
Aye.
Number eight is Rural Municipality of Reynolds, tentative joint meeting set for September 17th.
So that's the date set for that, and we have confirmed that Kim and I are able to meet next week. So that was for the two items. As soon as we know anything more, we'll share with you what...
Change it. Could be changing and move it up. Could be.
The meeting with Kim and I?
No.
What?
If you guys meet and you find some stuff that we can all meet instead of waiting till September.
We're happy to meet any time earlier. That's just when they were securing a date in case.
Yeah, that's just... Okay, good.
That'll be in Reynolds, eh?
Pardon?
It's in Reynolds.
That's the next one, yes.
Number nine, Community Planning Branch, file number 4203-20-7496, files closed. Do we have to have a...
Nothing.
Nothing on that. Number 10, Whitemouth Reynolds Planning District, levy and request for half installment remittance.
Okay.
Who's this? Honky?
Yep.
Seconder?
Stir.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Another one. Number 11, Community Planning Branch, file 4203-20-7527, file closed. Okay. Number 12, Association of Manitoba Municipalities, Eastern Directors Report. That's all in your package. It's all there for you to read. Number 13, Association of Manitoba Municipalities, resolution criteria for convention.
I didn't have a resolution from council, but I thought in case you were curious, that was the rules.
Okay. And number 14, Ashley Rockenstein, recreation.
So she wanted a list of the lending equipment. It was advertised in our little newsletter. The RM has equipment that's able to be loaned out. I should have specifically said recreation equipment. As you can see from the information, she was not pleased with that.
So is there a list of the equipment available?
There is, and we can give them to each committee if they would like to have it. We can...
Let them have it.
Yeah.
Well, if we have it...
Can I speak?
Pardon?
Can I speak?
No. if we have it available.
It'd be easy. I'll bring the list to council at the next meeting so they can physically see and give me further direction.
What's our long-term plan for that? And divest ourselves of it to the community clubs if they'd be interested? And
I think that would be wonderful because the
money
was received by grants.
Committee.
Exactly.
We didn't pay for it. It was grant money. So the community clubs use it. Let them use it. Let's have a look. That's a good idea. I'll find out what's down there first and see if we have
it. I'll bring it all to you so council can see it.
So it'll be easier in the meantime. We could give her a list and then table the...
Actually, I had even offered that she could come and see what we had to utilize in that. So absolutely, we'll get Corey's list.
They'd come and look and see what's there.
I said anytime between 8 and 4:30.
Okay.
Nobody came.
Okay. Number 15, Lakeside Enterprises request to hook onto municipal water. Can we have a mover for that?
Okay.
Seconder?
McDougal.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. I guess we will carry on to unfinished business. It's still just 2:00, 1:18, so. Unfinished business, Lagoon, response to Minister Bushy. Anything you want to add to that?
I made sure everybody had the letter as per council's direction so that it went out. And of course, we're pursuing funding every week for asking.
Yeah.
Well, and they're still working on it. They're out surveying this.
Yeah.
They've been out surveying here and all that down there, so.
It's just we need
cleared the road for them again.
We need Mr. Bushy's money.
Yeah.
That's fine. Okay, no, I mean, that's what And then again, number two is water line south of Elm, our response to Morris Google Sheet.
So that's the one that council again had, we let them know that. In addition, we've now provided, we're going to be sending out to everybody that was remotely interested in that project so that they know exactly what council had directed to the administration, the guesstimated cost.
Uh-huh.
And the process that council is moving forward with, so that everybody was aware. So those letters, I gave the personal calls to the two gentlemen that were generally in your meetings bringing information to you. And then the actual, anybody that has been interested and said that they'll get the letter back as well.
This is the total?
Yeah.
So that's the whole thing doing the loop, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's all.
And there's A, B, and three options there, so we have all the information.
Right.
Lift stations are in there and
the booster station, yes.
Booster stations. Wow. Okay. Number three, MLA Washco childcare funding response.
I've
heard nothing. Oh. Okay. Number four, Minister Bushy of Municipal and Northern Relations response to our meeting with him at the Association of Manitoba Municipalities Convention regarding annexation.
We're moving forward.
Just going to continue on that with whatever they say or don't say.
Yes.
Are we good with that?
Yeah.
Well written letters, Colleen. Thank you.
Is now, we've just received from Mrs. Saxler, unfinished business. Five edition.
Okay.
So I'm just passing it out so that everybody gets it. Just
this is number five, the Seven Sisters Falls Community Club. Requested update and response.
When I reported to you, I reported to you of the meeting we had, and this is the information we've received just today. Table
it
to the next meeting?
Yeah, well, we just got it right now, so we'll see if you guys get any decisions. Table it for next meeting. Okay. We're going to number six, bylaw number 75624, building inspector, development officer.
Third and final reading to the agreement.
Can we have a mover, please?
Okay.
Seconder?
Third.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Number seven, land acknowledgement. Recommendation from Councillor McDougall.
Well done. I like that they got it. Nicer.
Yeah.
Softer.
I think that's the word I'm using. That's my proposal. Open to discussion, though, if anyone.
Should I read it? Can we read it?
Go for it.
No, it's actually, some of the stuff has been changed where you don't have to say anything that's difficult.
No. I have to make up my own words for it, though, right?
Is Cree as opposed to the other one?
Yeah. Cree, Nakota.
No, it's a pretty short list, actually. It's down to three names. It's Anishinaabe, Cree, Soto, and the homeland of the Red River Métis Nation, so it's not the mouthful that it was with the whole province.
Oh, okay. Okay, I might be reading wrong on that, that's fine. Very good.
Mover?
McDougald.
Seconder.
Stern.
All in favor?
Aye.
This is the longest half hour in my life. Number eight, fire marking, legal quotes and note to council. Anything on that, councilors?
Well, as long as we can, I'm okay with it if we can get out of it.
The question is, can you get out of it?
That's why he, when you asked for the, just the quote, they wanted to provide you that, those thoughts, so.
During our presentation, it was, it had to have a resolution of council.
That's right.
So you just rescind the resolution and you're out of it by default of, in my mind.
That's where I think too.
I don't know.
I mean, I was all for it. The only slight negative that I saw in the review from the lawyer was that maybe our premiums could go up if we use it. But I'm
but on a small department.
We're so small, it's not like the city of Fort McMurray going up in flames and everybody's premiums going up.
Perfect, so I'm hearing we can move forward with this then?
My main concern is that we can get out of it at any time.
But I also, sorry, back to a concern, the legal fee of $3,500 to $5,000. Do we need that? Or?
This will not be a municipal fee by any means, because when they were here, they said they would be absorbing all costs.
Yeah, they did.
So
okay.
This cost is not a municipal cost. This is a cost paying because FireMark has never been in Manitoba, so the bylaws have to be changed to Manitoba standards. So they're offering to pay.
They are. Okay.
So they asked me to get two quotes.
Okay. So it wasn't from us. So the real question that I have, just to make sure, is that we can get out of it at any time.
Well, it benefits anybody that ever
has a fire. We can save them money. This is something new. We'd be the first in Manitoba.
That's it.
So I'm hearing that I move forward with it.
Yep.
Got it. Will do.
Want a resolution on it?
Nothing.
Okay.
At the end of last meeting, you had asked for an update on the doctor's status,
yes,
Mr. Reeve.
Yes.
And before, so we did it that night, before we woke up, there was already the response.
Okay. Do you have it on here?
It's in your package.
I know. I thought it was there. Want me to read it out?
Yeah.
Okay. So Dr. Davidson, this is not on here, but Dr. Davidson is leaving White House at the end of March. Dr. Sharma is not coming back. So what we have here is Dr. Abashiva will cover all Mondays throughout a 5-month period, and Dr. Karen Tanner will cover all Fridays throughout the 5-month period. Okay? And that's up till September, because in September, Dr. Abashira has... Well, Dr. Abashir will cover Mondays and one other day. And Tanner will consistently cover 2 days a week going forward. Okay, they got a little different. The background on these doctors is Dr. Abashir has covered on Whitemouth previous for Dr. Davidson taking over, so the community should know her. Okay. She worked in the Pine Falls for 4 years before moving to the city. Dr. Karen Tanner is a Beausejour physician who used to work in the Beausejour Health Complex Clinic until a few years ago when she opened a private practice in Beausejour. Dr. Deal Abertobi has been working in the Pine Falls Clinic for the past 2 years and covering emergency department in Pinawa. He will be relocating to Pinawa to join his wife, Dr. Elizabeth Adeyobi, and will cover a 3 days clinic in Pinawa and 2 days in Whitemouth, taking over Dr. Davidson's practice. Okay, so we've got that. And then Dr. Moli Atinya has agreed to cover 2 days in Oak Bank, beginning in a few months. This will be out of the Kim Place Clinic and serve the community as they're in need of female physician. That's where we're at right now. So basically what we've got is there's coverage. We're having the same amount of coverage, it's just a change of doctors.
Change of names, yeah.
I really have to read this if you want to.
Here at 1:30.
Part one. 1:30. All right, we'll move into the delegation for 1:30.
Canadian Nuclear Laboratories to provide an update on regional gathering plan for May 2024 of low-level waste trenches and to discuss the type of feedback CNL will be seeking on other land use estate plan. Alan Karen.
Hi. I do have a bit of a background.
The spelling of your name.
Sure, no worries. It's Gaylin, G-A-Y-L-E-N-E, P-O-U-L-I-N.
I guess to sit down.
Sure. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Please.
I'm gonna stand because my knee's bothering me. It's that time of year. Well, good afternoon. I'm Gaylin Poulin. I'm the new manager of community engagement and communications with Canadian Nuclear Laboratories White Shell Project. I just started, I guess maybe 6 months ago now with CNL, so I'm fairly new. So I wouldn't have been at the last presentation that our team was here for, but we're here basically to give a bit of an update as to where we're at with the project. I'd like to start in a good way today, acknowledging that our site at White Shell is situated on the homeland of the Red River Métis as well as Treaties 1 and 3 territories. As an organization, CNL values and we appreciate Indigenous people's connection to the land and the contributions that they've made both in shaping and strengthening our knowledge of traditional values and teachings, not just at White Shell, but our country as a whole. We are incredibly grateful for the relationships we're building with Indigenous communities and the collaborations that we've entered into with First Nations and Red River Métis communities as it guides us on our path towards reconciliation. So CNL and AECL met with many of you last year to discuss our project at White Shell and how, and like I said earlier, we're back to give a bit of an update of where things are at and what we're planning. Joining me today is Alan Caron. He's our Director of End State Strategy at CNL. Once again, I'm Gaylin Poulin. My position is community engagement and communications, and with my role, the community engagement is essential. It's essential to the element of the work we do at White Shell and the project. So last year, our team at CNL, along with AECL, actively met with communities and Indigenous nations. Some engagements were one-on-one meetings. We had bilateral meetings, group gatherings. We participated in community events, fairs, conferences. We had a regional gathering in May. I'm not sure if any of you participated in that or were there. We are planning again this year to continue those efforts and engage with communities, be at events throughout the year, as well as through one-on-one meetings. We anticipate holding another regional gathering this spring. The date is yet to be determined, though, but we are looking to host it again at South Beach Events Center. As soon as we do have a date firmed up, though, we will let you folks know as soon as possible. We learned a lot through the process this past year, the feedback that we've gathered from working and engagement with some of the communities and addressing some of the concerns from that feedback. One of those concerns was our environmental monitoring program and our monitoring results that continue to be of interest to the public. Some of the feedback we received was that our current way of sharing those results and data was a bit technical and it was a bit difficult to understand. So in an effort to mitigate this and increase environmental monitoring awareness, our team has been working on a new and easy to understand quarterly monitoring report It's in its final stages of development, so we'll have a copy to circulate with you once the first version is ready. So Indigenous nations have a central role to play in the environmental restoration of the White Shell site. And I'm very proud to say that we work in collaboration with AECL on our relationships and collaborations with Indigenous nations, and that continues to grow. An example of this collaboration we have with First Nations and Red River Métis is it's led to the creation of a community-driven environmental monitoring program. And that monitoring program is Indigenous-led. The approach includes traditional foods such as berries, mushrooms, wild rice. But in addition to that, with guidance from traditional knowledge keepers, we have now added to the list traditional medicinal plants and plants that are used for ceremony that we wouldn't have known about had we not had that insight. So those are now added to the mix. This helps determines So feedback from community, so meetings like today, is essential to the way we plan and engage. Last year we conducted a phone and online poll. This year we're doing another poll, so expect your phones to be ringing. But we're taking it one step further. We're going to incorporate some focus groups into the mix for that feedback. This is going to help us determine the right messages we're getting into the community, and also the way, and you know, what further changes need to be made in the way we communicate out to all of you. We anticipate that polling to launch at the end of this month. And like I said, if your phone rings, we hope and encourage you to complete that survey. It's not a spammer calling your line. We'll circulate a link to the online poll so you can participate and maybe encourage others to do so as well. To support this, there will also be an advertisement in the local newspapers to let the public know that they'll be receiving a phone call as well, that it is CNL calling and not a spammer. So in the meantime, today we're going to provide you with a background that summarizes the important restoration work that's continuing to happen at White Shell, and some updates as to where we are now and what's coming up this year. In the document that I handed to you, there's a link at the bottom of that, and that's to our online virtual visitor center. That's been developed to help answer questions the public may have in regards to the restoration work. It's a great resource. I encourage all of you to look at it and at a chance at your earliest convenience. And with that, I'm going to pass things over to Alan so he can update you on the where we're at with the project.
Great, thank you. Thanks, Gaylene. Great afternoon, everybody. Thanks for having us once again. So once again, my name, Alan Caron. I'm the director of End State Strategy at White Shell. So I'll just give a little bit of an update of the of where we are on site. I think last time I was sitting in front of you, we had just started a safety stand down due to some findings that we'd had in our fire program. So a bit of an update. So. No doubt 2023 was really challenging for the White Shell site, in the face of those challenges, we did have a number of achievements along the way, but I think it goes without saying that the stand down was by far the biggest challenge we faced. All non-essential work at the site was paused since the end of April last year. So as we recall, we did self-impose the stand down as a result of gaps that we identified from a self-assessment in our fire response capabilities. When we found those, we took immediate measures to ensure ongoing safe and compliant operation of the site and to ensure fire protection. At no time was the public, employees, or environment ever at risk. While the stand down had significant impact on the site decommissioning activities, we did not lay off any workers, We continued with up to 150 staff, both at the site and remote, to support the restart. These workers were focused on compliance activities, training, and planning. The retention of these skilled and experienced nuclear workers was critical in enabling CNL to move towards the full resumption of work, which we haven't quite reached yet. We're still in the latter stages of a multi-phased restart process. We continue to progress through the plan and anticipate to be complete and back to normal operations in the midsummer. There have also been some changes at the leadership team at the Whiteshell site. In January, we welcomed the new general manager. His name is Mark Blair. Mark comes to Whiteshell with nuclear decommissioning experience in the United Kingdom. Also spent a number of years at Chalk River with CNL, leading the waste management group over there. Mark is extremely employee focused. His leadership will be instrumental in helping Whiteshell get back to normal operations. Another important thing to note is a change to our restoration completion date. It was originally anticipated that the restoration would be done by 2027, but due to the safety shutdown and other unanticipated delays, we are now working towards a new date, which would be no earlier than 2030. Another important event on the horizon later this year is the expiration of our 5-year site license, and that's due to expire on December 31st. We anticipate the process to look a lot like the 2019 public hearings, where we will seek to renew our license. Those will take place on October 23rd and 24th. I don't know if any of you had participated or attended the 2019 hearings. They were in Lac Da Bonnie. And over 2 days. So we don't have a location yet. More than likely it'll be either Pinawa or Lac Da Bonnie, but those are hearings are open to the public. You also are more than welcome to be interveners as well in front of the commission. Our request to the CNSC, our regulator, is for a 3-year license. And the CNSC has recently posted information on how to get involved on their website. Excuse me. The other significant licensing effort is an amendment to the license dealing with the proposed in-situ management of the WR1 reactor waste. This will be a 2-part hearing process, but we don't have a date on that yet. We anticipate that to happen. It could happen in 2025. When it comes to the work happening on site this year, we will be focused on removing some of the intermediate level waste that's considered experimental waste in the waste management area. So this intermediate level waste will need to be handled with care to ensure we do the job safely as possible. And to do that, we're still constructing and testing the standpipes and bunkers waste retrieval system. That's happening in Southern Ontario as we speak. The equipment is designed to retrieve and sort intermediate level nuclear waste from the standpipes and bunkers at the waste management area. Think of it as a high-tech claw game for nuclear waste. Those aren't my words, but no. But
Kerry, I just don't want to be interrupting you. Mm-hmm. In 2 minutes, we're going to have to close for a hearing quickly, so we go in and out of hearing.
Okay.
So then we can bring you back to finish off. But I just...
Absolutely.
Looking at the time, that's stringent for us. Sure. to do at 1:45.
Absolutely. Yep. So we're in the process of training operators that we have hired. And in Southern Ontario, they're going between Chalk River and Southern Ontario as we speak. So those will be highly trained nuclear waste retrieval experts. And then we'll be also ramping up work at the waste management area To prepare for the equipment that we're going to receive. So it's about 175 semi-trailer loads of equipment that we have to transport from Southern Ontario up to here, assemble it, test it, commission it. So it's quite a large process. Yeah. So I do have a bit of a natural break here in my presentation
that'd
if you'd
lovely.
Like to. Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Okay. I'll be back.
We have a hearing starting at 1:45. And is anybody would like to speak to that hearing? Mrs. Saxton, Mrs. Rupert?